With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Fighting has resumed in Gaza after the 7-day temporary ceasefire between Israel and Hamas expired.
We've talked so often since the 7th of October, since this war began, about the plumes of smoke that can be seen above that shattered skyline of Gaza. For 7 days, it was a clear sky, but again this morning, we have seen repeatedly columns, sometimes of very, very dark black smoke rising into the sky, but also rockets fired from Gaza here into southern Israel as well. Several times we've seen the trails of rockets in the sky, and we've seen and heard those explosions above us as the Iron Dome missile interception system actually takes hold of those rockets and explodes them in the air before they can hit the ground and cause damage here.
BBC correspondent Anna Foster reporting. New York Congressman George Santos has been expelled from the House of Representatives today. Correspondent Jake Offenhartz reports what happened to George Santos is extremely rare.
Just 5 members of Congress in the body's history have been expelled, 3 for their support of the Confederacy during the Civil War, and 2 others after they were convicted on public corruption charges. So Santos' expulsion here is really unprecedented in some ways in that he hasn't been convicted of a crime. And it's the first time that a member of Congress has been expelled in more than 2 decades.
Friday's vote to expel him was 311 to 114. Sandra Day O'Connor, the first woman to serve on the U.S. Supreme Court, has died. She was 93. O'Connor's nomination in 1981 by President Ronald Reagan and subsequent confirmation by the Senate ended 191 years of male exclusivity on the high court. She retired in 2006 and was replaced by Samuel Alito. On Wall Street, the Dow by 294 points, the NASDAQ rose 78. This is SRN News. The official state church of England might not be so much longer.
Lawmakers in the United Kingdom are to consider a bill that would sever the Church of England's connections with the federal government. Liberal Democrat Paul Scriven wrote the legislation, and he argues that, quote, this establishment would remove religious privilege from the heart of our constitutional settlement, be a step toward a more inclusive, diverse, and equal society. The COE has been England's state church for nearly 500 years. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Congress will no longer prohibit religious symbols on ornaments submitted for use on the U.S. Capitol Christmas tree. The Christian Defense Coalition is cheering the new guidelines, something the group had been calling for in recent years. Coalition Director Patrick Mahoney says, we are thankful the government has removed this troubling ban on religious symbols. The First Amendment promises freedom of religion, not freedom from religion. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks finished higher as the market comes off its best month in more than a year. The S&P 500 rose 0.6% in afternoon trading. The benchmark index close to expending a 4-week winning streak. In company news, Ulta Beauty soaring 10.7% after reporting better than expected results for its latest quarter and raising its forecast. Treasury yields slipped and crude oil prices were flat. The Dow was up 294 points to finish at 36,245. The Nasdaq gained 78 points to 14,305. The S&P 500 adding 26 points to 45.94. New York oil fell $1.89 to $74.07 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.